Good morning. Please have a seat. A couple of people have commented to me that when I come out and I do these this sort of words of welcome time, it's not until the very end that I actually introduce myself. So, and sometimes I guess I even forget. I just assume everybody knows who I am. So my name is Reverend Michael Mugford, and I have the honor and privilege of being in ministry here at Cole Harbor Woodside, and I get to welcome you to this time and this place of worship. If you are visiting with us this morning, and there are a few of you who are here visiting with us this morning as we celebrate the sacrament of baptism, a very warm welcome to you. We're glad you have joined us this morning, wherever you have come from. Do let us know that you have been here. We've got a guest book just outside the doors of the sanctuary here. I'd like to know that you've been with us. Join us for coffee and fellowship in the hall. If you go out the doors here and turn left, you'll find our fellowship hall. There's coffee and tea and juice and usually some wonderful, wonderful sweets and such to share in and great conversation. As visitors, we don't ask you to leave an offering at the time of the service. But if you would like to, we do have visitor envelopes in the pews. If you fill those out, we'd love to say thanks for being with us. So if you leave us your name and address, we'll send you a letter just saying thanks for having worshipped with us this morning. The service will follow along in your bulletin as well as on the screen. The words to the hymns will be on the screens as well. But if you like to read music from hymn books, they will be there in the pews for you. As a church, as the United Church of Canada, we have been trying to work our way into living in right relations with our brothers and sisters in the indigenous communities of our nation. And so we do so at the beginning of each service by acknowledging the place in which we gather this day. I invite you to share in it with me. It's responsive in nature. Just ask you to respond with the bold type. We gather in this place with gratitude, acknowledging that we live and worship on lands that are, by law, the unceded territory of the Mi'kmaq. May we live with respect on this land and in peace and friendship with its people. We are a community of Christ, and it is in Christ's light that we gather each time we gather, be it on a Sunday morning in service, be it at a coffee shop, be it in people's homes around Bible studies, and wherever we are Christ's light in our world, and it is with this light that we gather this day. We light a candle to remind ourselves that we are called to work for peace in our world, peace and justice and equity for those with whom we share this planet. And so that is our call as people of faith. And this morning, we as with every morning, we light a candle for those who are peacemakers and peace bringers, those who serve in our armed forces in places around our world where the vast majority of us would not or are not able to go. We honor those who are first responders, peace officers and EMTs and firefighters, those who staff our nursing homes and our emergency rooms, and those who are there for us when we are in our times are most vulnerable. And we honor them and their ministry this day and each time we gather. Let us sing.
be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to God.
Let us give thanks for the goodness of God.
Let us give thanks for the goodness of God.
We give our thanks and praise to God.
Thank you, Emily. Let us pray together. God of all the journeys of life, you walked with Abram and Sarah to a new land. You walked with Joseph when he was sold into Egypt. You walked with the children of Israel in the desert and through the sea. As Joshua led the people across the Jordan River, you were there. Walk with us in our day. We watch for the Spirit to show us the paths of justice, peace, and faith. As Joshua did with the community of Israel, we too commit again to the covenant that you have always kept. As we worship, we live, and as we live, we pray. Our lives are living prayers, which we share as followers of Jesus. May it be so. And our opening hymn this morning, 506 in Voices United, Take My Life and Let It Be.
Reading from Joshua chapter 24, verses 13 to 28. So I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities you did not build. And you live in them, and eat from vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites. in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you." But the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord." "Yes, we are witnesses," they replied. "Now then," said Joshua, "throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." And the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey him." On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people. And there at Shechem, he reaffirmed for them decrees and laws. And Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak near the holy place of the Lord. "See," he said to the people, "this stone will be a witness against us. It has heard all the words the Lord has said to us. It will be a witness against you if you are untrue to your God." Then Joshua dismissed the people, each to their own inheritance.
Thank you, Natalie. Would the children who are here this morning come forward? Excuse me. We're going to do something a little different. We're going to come over to this side over here. We're going to have children's time over here. I know our mat's over there, but we're going to come over here today. Wow. We got a good crowd here this morning. Wow. Lots of people here this morning. I guess maybe what I'll do, I'm going to come down. You guys come help sit on the steps. Everybody find a place. All right. So, can everybody see? There's a spot over here. There's some spots up here. So, what's this? It's on the tip of my tongue. What is it? There's a bowl in it. Yep. Nothing in the bowl. It's a baptismal bowl. That's right. Right. So we have the baptismal bowl, and this piece of furniture right here is called the baptismal font. A font. And it's sort of like I guess it kind of could be a fountain, couldn't it? It almost looks like if you had a little thing here at school, you could drink water from a fountain like that. It does look like a little water fountain. I think that's probably where the word font comes from, like a fountain. And we put water in this, and we use this bowl here. We're going to pour water. So what does that mean we're going to do today? A baptism. So why do we have baptisms? Do you know why? Why do we have baptisms? To bless the children of the earth? Good answer, yeah. That's one good reason. Why else do we have baptisms? Anyone else remember remember from their Bible stories why we have baptisms? It's we think of children as a blessing that come into our lives, and so we want to say thank you to God for children in our lives, for all the children, all of you, and children who are all over the world are a blessing to us. They remind us of the goodness of God. And so at church, we gather around the baptism with parents and grandparents and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and our church family to say thank you to God for the blessing of children. And we, in turn, bless children in God's name and say thank you. So here in our United Church at Coal Harbor Woodside this morning, we're going to baptize a little one right there. There she is, the star of the day. Yeah, Ellie. So, and we're going to have a little bit of water, and we're going to put it on her forehead, and we're going to baptize her in the name of God, who we call Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we're going to say thank you to God for Ellie and her life and her family. And then her parents are going to make some promises that they're going to do their best to bring Ellie and her sister to church when they can and to be a part of God's faith and God's community. And then grandparents are going to, and family are going to make some promises to help Andrew and Robin. And then all of us are going to make promises too, including you. We're going to make promises that we're going to be here as a church for the whole family, that in times that are good, we're going to celebrate with them, and in times that are sad, we're going to offer them an arm of support and care. We're going to be like a family. Yeah. Yeah. God's family. And in the Bible story today, Joshua says, when he's talking to the people of Israel about a really important thing that's about to happen in their lives, he says, I don't know about the rest of the world, but as for me and my family, we're going to serve God. And we say the same thing here in the church. We don't know about the rest of the world. We hope that there is love and care and support out there. But as for our family called Coal Harbor Woodside United Church, we will love and serve God. And one of the ways we do that is with baptism. So it's important for us to all be a part of that and to know what's going on, right? So I'm going to ask you to push up one step from where you are. So if you're on this step, go up one more, because I just don't want to back in and step on anybody's toes or fingers or anything like that. I have been known to do that on occasion by accident. So I need everybody to sit at least on the first step right here. Can you come sit up here on the step for me? Great. All right. So now, I lost my script. I'll never get into dinner theater, will I? So now we're going to invite Robin and Andrew to come forward for the service of baptism, and Megan, our chair of our unified board, as well.
Robin and Andrew have come today to present their child for baptism, and we rejoice. Baptism is the church's way of celebrating and naming the grace of God living in every one of God's children. It is the way we initiate new members into the life of the universal community of faith, and it marks the entry point into the lifetime pilgrimage of following in the way of Jesus.
As people of faith, we turn to the scriptures to find the basis in which we do what we do as Christians. And so hear this narrative from Mark's gospel as the reason why we bring children for baptism this morning. The people brought little children to Jesus for him to lay his hand on them and say a prayer. And the disciples turned them away. But Jesus said, "Let the little children alone and do not stop them from coming to me. For it is to such as these that the reign of God belongs." And then he laid his hands on them. And so, Robin and Andrew, I ask you, by what name is your child to be known? All right. I'm going to ask you to hold that for me. I'll take Helen, Ellie. Little one, born of love. Ooh, it's okay. There we go. There we go. Surrounded by love, child of the universe, we name you Ellie Drew Vogels. And this is your name. Make it your own. live in freedom and fullness as you travel your journey of life. Robin and Andrew, what do you ask of God's church at Cole Harbor Woodside United Church for Ellie? And we are happy to do that request. Let us pray. God is the heart and life of the, and we are the heartbeat. May our hearts be filled with thanks and praise and songs of joy. We rejoice in the miracle of life and we claim the joy of water, the way it sustains and nourishes us. The biblical stories speak of the preciousness of water, and they remind us that water is a blessing and the source and strength of life. Without it, creation cannot survive. God's love, like a shower of rain in a drought, awakens the sleeping seed within the soul and lures it to blossom. God's love, like waves crashing on the shore, breaks in on us and enfolds us, leaving us feeling vital and refreshed. Amen. And now, this is your part. There we go. There's the water. There you go. You hold the, there, Dad, a little bit. Yeah. No? Oh. We had it all arranged. We gather to pray, believing that God prays in us. We give thanks for the gift of this water, and may it be the birthing waters of a new and holy life. Amen. Ellie, with the touch of this water, the ancient symbol of new life, I baptize you into the love and service and joy of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who is the source of life, companion, and enlivener. May the presence of the Spirit of love in you be nurtured and constantly affirmed by your family and your friends and by your church community. May the sun and the stars delight and touch your heart with fire so you may find passion to be creative. May you know God's blessing. Amen. And the choir has a blessing. And I'm just going to take her for a little walk. I'll be back. There we go. We're just going to for a little walk. Here we are. Go see Dad. There you go. Robin and Andrew, I ask you now to respond to God's graciousness to Ellie by making these promises. Will you provide for your child a welcoming home of love and trust? Will you help your child to grow in their understanding of Jesus and appreciation of a broad religious faith? Will you encourage your child to reach out to others with love and compassion? Ellie is blessed with grandparents and other family who are here this morning and who love her and care deeply for her. So I ask all of you, will you do everything possible to ensure that this child is nurtured so that their faith is healthy and strong. And each of us knows the need for support and care as we share in a journey of faith. As this family gathers around this font and this water, symbols of belonging and community, let us pledge our care for them. I invite those who are here, it's in your bulletin. We stand as witnesses to the commitment this family have made this day,
and we pledge ourselves to their support and care as they discover the ways that the Spirit unfolds for them.
Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the gift of baptism. May Ellie always know that the source of all love lives and comes to unique expression in her. Bless these parents that they may always show their gratitude for the beautiful gift of life given to them. Bless the faithful community, people of this church community. May we all live in love and draw encouragement from the faith which connects our loving with the mystery we call God. Amen. And we have a presentation from our UCW. And all of God's people together said, amen. Hallelujah, too. All right. Can I get an amen? We're going to sing now. We're going to sing This Little Light of Mine. The words are a little different, though. We found a little bit different version online this week, and so we're going to sing these words. Do you know This Little Light of Mine?
Everywhere I go.
upstairs. And I think there are helpers in the nursery this morning if she wants to go to nursery, or she can stay here with you. Oh, I'll put that in the plate. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you, choir, and Greg and Charles. Pause with me a moment of prayer. As we move into this time of meditation, O God, may your spirit move within us and within our hearts this day. Amen. Each and every one of us here today made a conscious decision to come, to be here. And for many folks, that makes our simply being here an affirmation of our faith. And we come for many different reasons when we come to a church, we come to service. Some do it out of our desire that dwells deep within us as individuals because we recognize a need to deepen our relationship with God, with the divine, with the universe, the great spirit, one, whatever we name, we choose to name the unnameable. Some of us were brought here, maybe not here, but to church as little ones, as Robin and Andrew did today with Ellie, to say that God has a place in our lives and we want to share that with our child. We aren't perfect, but we'll try, and this is a good place to start. Others started out that way, coming to church regularly, and then wandered in the world for a time and found their way back to the church because a song or a story we heard in Sunday school tickles the backs of our brains now and again. Or maybe it's because a kind minister or member of the congregation flashes into our memories on occasion. Maybe a song or an anthem became an earworm for us, and we're trying to discern what that message might be in our lives. Others came back having given up on the church, and rightly so, because as a church, we have not treated women, indigenous peoples, people of different ethnic communities, the LGBTQ community, those who are marginalized because of education or social status or economic means, we've not always treated others well. But now they're back. Because they have heard that we have asked forgiveness and we have committed again to do better, and we state affirmingly that we want to be in good relations with all God's children. These and many other reasons why you came, yet no reason can explain. So share in the laughter and cry in the pain, for we are a part of the family. But being family is not easy. Sometimes we have to move out of our rooms when company comes over. Sometimes we don't get along with our siblings very well, and we can get a little testy with each other. And there are times when, at their worst, things blow up and people leave, and old hurts are never resolved. But there are other times when families laugh together, and it is wonderful. We get together for some great meals, some social times, or maybe it's just quiet over a cup of tea or Joe. And a little sweet. We can support one another when times are tough and when we need a shoulder to cry on. Family can be the best for celebrating life and for celebrations of life. Church families are amazing creations of God. Now, Moses had wandered with God's people throughout the desert for some time. Some of the hardest times the Israelite people had had. And many Jewish people today would say that it was in the desert that they truly became a people. A people with a relationship with their God. And now Joshua picks up the mantle. Joshua is tasked to bring the people across the Jordan River, to make that journey from one place to another through a great symbol of division into the land that will become the kingdoms of Israel. Now, they don't get too far into the land when Joshua pulls the leadership of the community aside and has a real heart-to-heart talk with them. And that's what we find in the passage from today. He tells the people that now that we are where we are, we have to make some choices. Will they follow the ways of Yahweh, who has been their source? Or will they choose the gods of slavery in Egypt? Or the gods of the Amorites in whose country they are living? They need to choose. Many of us are faced with similar choices today. Do we serve the gods of the market, and gold and economy? Or do we serve the gods of justice and equity and relationship? These choices seem clear, but we live in reality. They're not that simple. We have lives that are complicated and complex. We have societies that are so complicated and complex, we're always trying to figure out what's going on within them. And believe it or not, those ancient Hebrews were the same. They were living in a complicated, complex society. It wasn't easy being the minority religion in a foreign land. It certainly wasn't easy being in the minority religion in a land you've just conquered. And I think Joshua truly knows this. And he reminds the people that just because the choice is hard, or just because the choice is complicated, or just because our kids really want to play hockey or soccer or gymnastics or all the things that have to happen on a Sunday morning, doesn't mean we can't choose God. He tells them to put away the other God. But remember, it isn't going to be easy. Soccer, after all. And we can tie ourselves up in knots with guilt or regret, but that doesn't do us any good. Robin and Andrew, you have brought Ellie here and Kinsley before her. You made promises then and now. And we want you to feel like you have succeeded for your children, that you have set your feet, their feet on a good path. And we pray that you'll find your way into our midst as members and mentors and friends within the community. But we also know the demand of families in our society today. And so as a congregation, we offer you our support, not guilt. We offer you our opportunity, not pressure. We offer you love, not judgment. We offer you a place because in the promises you and we made and this day in God, there is a place for each and every one of us. In those promises that we all made together, there is an echo of the words of Joshua. As for me and my house, we will serve God. May it be so. Are there announcements that need to be shared with the community at this time?
He's not going to let me lose. last announcement about the auction, which is next Sunday, 21st of October, at come anytime around 5, try and eat closer to 5:30, quarter to 6, so we can get the auction started at a reasonable time, and you all should be on your way home by 9. So it's not a late night, but it's a fun night. If you haven't made a donation, I got quite a few in this morning, but if you still were thinking of something, there are some of these sheets on the table in the entryway. There also are a few copies of what we had collected up until last week that you can have a look at. It's not complete, of course. The last chance for bringing something would be, it says Monday in here. I'm going to give you till Wednesday to have it at the church office or in the church somewhere. That would be really appreciated. It is a potluck. Bring anything you want. And it's not just for people who come to church regularly. It's for your families, your friends, your neighbors. Everyone's welcome. Just bring a checkbook or some cash. It should be a really fun time. We know it will be different because Stu isn't doing being our auctioneer, but we have a wonderful replacement in Brock McNamara, Lee's son. So come out and see what he can do for us, all right? Thank you very much. And I will be selling gift cards after church, but if you want to tell me anything that you're going to be bringing or hadn't mentioned, you can come and see me after church. Thank you.
Steve?
Good morning. I'm Steve, and it's good to be back. Just letting you know, we started circulating volunteer sheets on a clipboard on that side to do coffee and tea on Sunday after service. And if there's some blank spots there, and I think we found out last week that if there nobody volunteers, it just doesn't happen. So hopefully the clipboard is going to end up over there by the end of service, and then we'll put it out in the narthex. And as I said, it doesn't happen without volunteers.
Steve? As Darlene comes up, I'll just let folks know that, as is noted in the bulletin, we were all very shocked and saddened by the passing of Pauline Connor on Wednesday. A service, a celebration of her life, will be held here at Cole Harbour Woodside at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, this coming Saturday morning. Pauline was a long-time member of this congregation, member of the choir for many, many years, and just a delightful, delightful person. And so her presence is missed, and our thoughts and prayers are with those who knew and loved her best, her family and friends.
Good morning. Minute for affirming. The following minute for affirming is one in a series of stories about individuals and churches which have struggled with but embraced the spirit and action of becoming an affirming society. This is from First Baptist Halifax, Leading the Way. There is a sense of pride about a past addition to the library at First Baptist Church in Halifax, rightly dividing the world of the word of truth, is a collection of Bible studies and theology of reflections, which includes stories from Baptist congregations that have dealt with the issues of how to be inclusive of members of the gay community. First Baptist is the only Canadian church to be the future in this publication. Of the approximately 30 Baptist churches in Halifax, only the First Baptist congregation has declared itself gay-friendly, voting 93% in 2006 to establish a policy of non-discrimination based on sexual orientation for all aspects of church life, including marriage. Reverend John Boyd, a past minister at First United, explained, "It really started a couple of years before that. Largely, it came about because the country was going through the process of deciding whether same-sex marriages were going to be legal or not. That raised the issue of, if they're legal, what would we do? We didn't want to be making that decision while somebody was standing on the doorstep asking, because then it would become about them rather than the issue." At that time, and continuing today, the Baptist Convention was coming out with petition papers against it. They were also putting it into place restrictions on clergy. Their fear was that gay and lesbian people would be beating down the doors of Baptist churches, demanding to get married in them. So they said the way to protect ministers was to make the restriction. They had all kinds of weird scenarios in their head as to what was going to go on. It was apparent that this was window dressing for homophobia. The Baptist Convention is now known as the Canadian Baptists of Atlantic Canada, and it continues to prescribe that marriage is restricted to people of opposite sex. First Baptists restricted all the perceptions and went their own way. John Boyd officiated at a same-sex marriage in September of 2011. Initial discussions about same-sex marriages in the congregation became quite emotional. People told personal stories and said they may not have this all figured out, but they did know how to treat people in a loving manner. By the time same-sex marriage was legal, members of the congregation came to believe that they should not be using their Christian faith to find a loophole to get around human right legislation. Today, First Baptist proudly declares itself an affirming church through its mission statement, worship service, congregational life, outreach, and website. They have become the role model for other Baptist churches who have made cautious inquiries as to the history and process surrounding their decision to follow their own path. Lady Gaga declared in one of her hit songs, "Born This Way, God Makes No Mistakes." Please reflect upon this story in its message. We are on the road to hopefully becoming an affirming church. As a congregation, this is your decision. The affirming team feels these stories reflect struggles, but also reflect positive responses and changes, which can continue here at Cole Harbor Woodside, leading to our identity as an affirming church. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene, and all of the members of the team. As we continue to worship, we present gifts and offerings this day. Holy One, in whose name we gather this day and each time we gather, we ask your blessing upon all that we do in our time of worship. We ask your blessing upon these gifts brought forward on our offering plates, those that are offered through par, those that are offered through the love in our hearts and the work of our hands. All of these are blessings for you and for your people in Christ. Amen. Please have a seat. As we gather for a time of the prayers of the people, you'll find in your bulletins the more modern ecumenical version of the Lord's Prayer. It's there if you would like to pray it in that way. If you feel more comfortable praying it in the more traditional King James language or in any way that you have learned that prayer, you are more than welcome to share in that in your heart, in your voice, and in your spirit. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, for the ability to come together today. We thank you for the beauty of this place, for the loveliness of this sanctuary, for the safety that it gives us as we gather and we hear your word, we struggle with our faith, and we find ways to walk faithfully in you and in your spirit. We know that there are places around our world where this is not, even in the church, a safe place. We recognize those who have been leaders and reformers in the many churches around our world. We think of our Catholic brothers and sisters this morning as they honor two of their members, Pope Pius VI and Oscar Romero, both of them in their own way, leaders of faith, those who called people to move the gospel forward in their time, who spoke to words of liberation and inclusion in their lives and in their theology. May our brothers and sisters all around the world be blessed by those who are visionaries as Jesus was. May we in our church here today be visionaries. May we look beyond the ways we've always done things and move the gospel forward. May we find ways to reach out beyond ourselves, be that in affirming ministries or be that in the ways in which we reach out to those who are refugees seeking to come to our country. Be that the ways in which we open our doors for feeding of the poor in our community, those who are in need of fellowship in the times in which we are able to welcome. For the fact that our doors are open throughout the week for those who come forward in those times. For the phones that get answered and the emails that get shared when news comes along that disasters have struck, either on an international, national, or personal level. We thank you, O God, for the gifts that this church shares, for the ways in which all of us work together to be your people in this place. May we continue to uphold and support one another. May we walk beside one another as we have walked beside Robin and Andrew this morning and their children. May we be a source of strength, a source of light, and a source of hope. May we be blessed. May we be a blessing. May we hold one another in the way that you hold us, within the heart and within the palm of your very being. As we walk together, we share in the words that Jesus shared with his followers. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is number 161 in the Voices. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
Thank you.
spirit of love and light. We have met with one another in company, and we have traveled with God. Let us take God's spirit that rests within each and every one of us, God's light that guides our way, out into the world. For the world is seeking a word of hope, a word of love, a word of peace. Be that word this day and always. Amen.